Exclusive. Representative Andy Ogle's intros make Gaza great again act to provide legislative heft to Trump's Gaza plan. By Bradley J. on February 7, 2025. Representative Andy Ogle's, RTN, introduced the Make Gaza Great Again Act on Friday, days after President Donald Trump announced his plan for the United States to take control of Gaza, resettle its population, and rebuild it into a thriving economic hub. The bill would impose property and visa-blocking sanctions on Middle Eastern leaders, excluding Israel, who declined to offer humanitarian entry to Palestinians from Gaza. If those leaders fail to cooperate with the United States, the president would suspend any assistance to that country. Trump's bold plan will take the willing cooperation of all our allies and partners to bring it to fruition, Ogle told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. For decades, several Middle Eastern countries have complained about the so-called plight of the Palestinians, yet they've never bothered to lift a finger to help. In fact, they've repeatedly made the Israel-Palestinian issue worse and worse. Ogle's sanctions on recalcitrant leaders would provide Trump another point of leverage to ensure cooperation with his groundbreaking Gaza plan. Andy Ogle's bill by Jmenship unscribed. Trump's announcement on Tuesday shocked pundits around the world. He said the U.S. would take over Gaza and remove debris, tunnels, and explosives left there by Hamas after the war with Israel, adding that he saw America taking a long-term ownership position. "We have an opportunity to do something phenomenal," he said, standing beside Israel President Benjamin Netanyahu, calling to turn Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East. Republicans overwhelmingly offered support for Trump's transformative plan for the region. "Age-old problems necessitate innovative solutions, and President Trump is the visionary leader working to change the status quo in Gaza," Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said, adding there is plenty of money in the Middle East to pay for this endeavor. Although left-wing outlets attacked Trump's plan with accusations of genocide and warmongering, even some Democrats have referred to the plan as a vintage art-of-the-deal tactic Trump has used so well throughout his career. Representative Jared Moskowitz, DFL, called Trump's announcement a negotiating tactic of his, trying to get the Arab world to do more on the future of Gaza, just like what he did with NATO in the last administration. "I didn't like it, but he did get those countries to put more money into NATO. This is also part of the strategy, the brilliance of Donald Trump," he added. Netanyahu offered support for consideration of Trump's plan, telling Fox News on Wednesday that Gazans who want to leave can leave. They can then come back, they can relocate and come back, and the proposal should be examined, pursued, and done because I think it will create a different future for everyone. He added, "I don't think Trump talked about sending U.S. troops to complete the job of destroying Hamas. That's our commitment, that's our job, and we're absolutely committed to it. And I also don't think he said that he's going to fund it. He said that neighboring states, wealthy states, would do it." Ogle believes the act would provide a legislative mechanism for Trump to ensure those neighboring, wealthy states cooperate. "I'm introducing the Make Gaza Great Again Act to support the president and allow him to impose critical sanctions, if needed, to accomplish his goals," he said. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.